Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. It is Monday. It's where you are. If you're on the West Coast, it's 5 p.m. Hopefully you're heading home from work. And if you're on the East Coast like I am, it is 8 p.m. This is Neurodiversity Radio on the Authentic You Radio Network. My name is Heather McCray, and I am the world's only neurodiversity coach. How do I do it? I utilize the 8 principles of neurodiversity, which were created by Thomas Armstrong, PhD. And what the heck is neurodiversity, you're asking? If you break the word down, neuro is of the brain. Diversity is difference. Neurodiversity is brain difference. I coach different thinkers. My goal as the neurodiversity coach is to guide my clients to create the lives they've always wanted by letting go of the past and negative self-image. And what's in it for my clients? A deep sense of who and what you are without labels and stereotypes. The ability to create the life you want by making the most of your true gifts, talents, and available resources. By making use of the principles of neurodiversity, you are able to positively create your unique niche, your place in the world. And the ability to let go of the past and limiting beliefs about yourself that prevent you from being successful. I offer clients clarity and purpose, 30-minute mini-sessions for individuals who want a taste of this unique process, individualized one-on-one niche construction coaching, niche construction group coaching, online classes and workshops for adults, parents, and teens, and resources for dealing with addiction, bullying, abuse, family trauma, and drama. My services, I service clients worldwide. You can reach me on the web. My website is processdifferently.com. My blog is heathermcrae.wordpress.com. My last name is spelled M-C-C-R-A-E. That's heathermcrae.wordpress.com. Right now you're listening to me on Neurodiversity Radio. If you'd like the link for that, that is authenticu.com/neurodiversityradio. My email is heather@processdifferently.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is going to be a great show. Let me get some business out of the way, and then we'll get started. Looking in the calendar, I have a class coming up that I'm teaching online, Monday, May 14th at 9 p.m., and that is Parenting Different Thinkers. It's going to be a great class with lots of usable tools for parents who are the parents of different thinkers. If you hear any meowing in the background, that's my assistant, Shay, my cat. You can find out more information about this class on my blog, which is heathermcrae.wordpress.com. I do a monthly free niche construction coaching on Monday. This month it will be Monday, May 21st at 9 p.m. after the show. It will be through Skype, so all you have to do is send me your Skype ID and I will add you to the call. So that takes care of that. And let me see. I think that's it. So other than being annoyed by my cat, let's take a deep breath into your nose, out through your mouth. And let's do two more just to be relaxed because it's Monday. And one more. There. Now we can be more fully here. And we can let go of the day. And I personally make it an effort to make Mondays a good day rather than, you know, buying into everybody's, oh, my God, it's Monday. Okay, so let me give you, before I get excited and tell you the story of how I met our amazing guest tonight, the call-in numbers, please call in, 1-877-296-0345. That's 1-877-296-0345. Or 1-917-889-3818. That's 1-917-889-3818. I have this posted all over Facebook. If you look, you can find me on Facebook, and I have links to the show on Facebook. Yes, that's my kitty.
So let me tell you a little bit about something really fun that happened to me. I have met some really, really great people on Facebook. And one of them that I met on Facebook last week was Doreen Fulton. And I'm going to let her talk specifically about her work because I think it's really, really amazing. But she has the coolest work that she does with moms and young adults with special needs. And what caught my eye was that she has something called an individualized empowerment plan. Now, if you're somebody who has a background in special education, as I do, or has any relationship with anyone with special needs, you'll know that an IEP is usually called an individualized education program or an individualized education plan, and it's the plan that you use for children that are going through school. And I taught in the classroom for 7.5 years, so I associate that with, you know, you have an IEP meeting, you sit down with parents, and blah, blah, blah. And Doreen has taken it to this whole other level, and she coaches moms, and she's passionate about giving voice to unspoken dreams and empowering moms to think and act in new ways that give them stamina, strength, and resilience. And Doreen has a lot of experience in this area. And I think what I'd like to do, rather than going on and on and on, because I was a huge fan the minute I saw her posting on Facebook, I'd like to bring Doreen on, and I'll let her tell you what she does herself. How are you this evening, Doreen?
I am just wonderful, Heather. Thank you so very much for introducing me to your audience. I am delighted to be with you.
Well, I'm just so glad that you're here because I think what you do is so cool. So I was wondering if you could kind of talk about how you got involved in special education in the whole realm of all this stuff in the first place.
Okay. Well, that brings me back to a long, long time ago. You know, as a young girl, I can remember thinking, I want to be a child psychologist. I really wanted to figure out how people think and, you know, why they acted the way they did. And, you know, that was always in my mind. I had a younger brother who was like 9 years younger than me. And while he was never diagnosed as having special needs, now that I am much older and, you know, I guess a little bit wiser, I realized that he had very big challenges that were actually dealt with, but not in a necessarily positive manner. My younger brother...
Did we grow up in the same family?
I don't think so, Heather, but nothing is impossible.
It's so funny. I apologize for interrupting you. I just thought, wow, we did. You know, I felt like we had something in common right away, but I had a dad with, and I know, had Asperger's and all kinds of stuff going on because I didn't get my ADHD from nowhere. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's quite all right. But in any case, you know, he acted out. He did different things that certainly I would never consider doing. And he sort of bucked the system, and he got away with it. And, you know, I just felt like, oh, my gosh, if I could only figure out what he is doing, you know, maybe it would make it a little bit more stable in this house. And in any case, you know, I had all of these questions, and really by the time I was a teenager, I thought I had it all figured out. And I told my mom and my dad exactly what they should do, and they should just ship him off to a military school. And, you know, in any case, they didn't listen to me, and I decided that I just needed to go to school and maybe I'd get more answers. So I studied behavioral science in college and then got my master's degree in counseling. And with a focus in education, never really thinking that I would do too much in the way of school psychology, but I thought maybe I would be a counselor of individuals who were in school. And so in any case, that was my sort of, introduction to special education. I remember taking a class in learning disabilities on the master's level and thinking, well, that's interesting, you know, but I'm not really going to go in that direction.
I hear you. I hear you. If I had my way, Doreen, every educator would have a master's in exceptional student education. Why did you finally write an IEP for Mom? What that all started?
Well, you know, I became a mom when I was 35 years old, and I just was so excited about being a mom. And you know, I thought I had it all figured out. And I thought, well, I will raise perfect kids. And I actually had, excuse me?
I said, and once more, you will like it.
Yes, 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 no doubt. In any case, I became a mom at 35, thought I had all the answers. I miscarried twice and decided... Yes, it was very challenging at the time, and especially challenging, I think, for my husband, who said, you know, he just couldn't endure another miscarriage, and yet he knew how very much we both wanted to have children. So he suggested adoption, and I actually was very happy to go that route. And, in fact, I brought my first son home at birth when he was like 2 days old. And
that's so great.
It was a fabulous, fabulous time in my life. And for the first 8 years of his life, you know, he just was such a joy. He just was a delight. And I thought, again, I had just this wonderful formula with kids.
I know what I'm doing. I have a master's degree.
Yes. And, you know, I know what a good kid is and what a kid that gives you trouble is. And, you know, I have raised a good one. So I should add more to my family. And so my husband and I then proceeded to adopt two older children, 1 5 and 1 3, from Latvia. And I went to Latvia and I found my daughter Sandra and my youngest son Robert there, and they were just adorable little kids. And you know, I thought, oh my gosh, they just need a loving home, and I'm going to give it to them. And you know,
you did that. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I was just so excited to have a wonderful family unit. I knew it was going to be such a positive force in our lives, and that my older son, Greg, would have a brother and sister and, you know, would enjoy that. So in any case, I knew at the outset that Robert had speech delays, but I also knew that Robert had lived in the orphanage in Latvia since birth, and he was almost 4 years old. So I thought, well, just bring him back to the United States and we'll get him speech therapy, and you know, he's going to be just a-okay. Well, you know, it wasn't exactly that way. I mean, he was a wonderful, wonderful kid. My daughter was wonderful. We melded together as a wonderful family, and I knew that all three of them were very, very bright. But in the academic world, all of my kids struggled in various ways. So I got firsthand information, and all of them were on IEPs. And so That was really why I felt.
I predict you. I'm sorry, you had your trial by fire.
Well, my thought was that I knew all about individualized educational plans for my kids, but I really wasn't making so much progress, and neither were they, you know? And so what I really came up with was an individualized empowerment plan for me. And when I started looking inside at what I was capable of doing and was really, you know, desiring to do as far as outcomes, what kind of things I wanted for myself and for my children, everything started to go much more positively. And because I met with such success, and because I knew what a struggle I had gone through for years and how much struggle my kids had gone through, I decided that I had to write an IEP for mom. Because I feel like mom has to set the right tone. She has to set the right example. And she also has to have enough energy to keep going day after day. You know, because if she stops going, then many times the family sort of has bigger problems.
Oh, Doreen, I wish there was a way to connect you with all the school districts in the world, because I just so agree with you, because how many moms are not overwhelmed by it all, especially, I mean, you know, you and I both have master's degrees, and, you know, we deal with children all the time, and you know, you had your firsthand experiences, and I had mine in the classroom as a teacher, so we both kind of know what we're looking at. But when you're the mom, I mean, so if I understand, based on what I saw on your website, you do IEP coaching, is that correct?
That's correct, Heather. It is my desire to have these moms reconnect with what they want and what they truly are good at, and, you know, where their strengths are. And that is the real focus of my coaching with moms and even educators and advocates. So much time and energy is really focused on these kids that many times mom forgets about herself. She forgets that the teachers have needs. And the advocates also have lives, you know.
Everybody drowns,
My thought is that there's so much focus on the child, and while everybody's trying to fix the child, nobody is really focusing on themselves.
Yep, and I can see how that could end up being a very vicious cycle, because I saw it as a classroom teacher. I mean, I don't know how you are, but me, I mean, I'm an adult with ADHD, and if I don't get my sleep at night, if anything messes with my sleep, I am not a good person. I'm just not.
Okay. Yes.
Because you wake me up too early. But, I mean, and for me, you know, if I was going to write an individual empowerment plan for myself, it would be a focus on making sure, you know, that I'm, you know, as an adult with ADHD, I'm taking care of my vitamins and blah, blah, blah. I just so think that that's such a great idea. Now, one of the other things I saw on your website that I thought was so cool was Pebbles in the Pond. Tell me about Pebbles in the Pond.
Well, Pebbles in the Pond is a wonderful anthology. There are like 46 different stories in Pebbles in the Pond, and I'm thrilled to be one of those pebbles, one of those authors who has shared her story with, you know, the world. The whole idea is to sort of reflect on maybe the trauma in your life or the very challenging times in your life, and to then talk about your journey and, you know, to then reflect on lessons learned and, you know, go out and throw that pebble so that maybe somebody doesn't make the same mistake, or they can see that there are lots of people struggling who are keeping going, you know, going forward one step at a time, not giving up.
That's such a positive thing. What's coming next?
Well, what I see as coming next is I am going to be launching an IEP for me, which is an online group coaching program, and that is starting on May 15th, and I am very excited about that.
That just sounds phenomenal. Why did you create an IEP for me coaching group circle?
Well, you know, it was not too long ago. I guess it was last October. I had hosted a telesummit. And this telesummit, again, had the idea of helping moms. And
sure.
So I brought in lots of different experts, other educators, advocates, and I interviewed them and I talked to them about IEPs and, you know, special education and what tools and tips they would maybe offer to moms. And it was very, very good. And many of my educators had, you know, different academic challenges, but they had overcome them. And I thought that it was a great step in the right direction, but I didn't see as much progress as I would have liked, because really the audience, while they listened to these wonderful educators and other moms who had done this or that, they didn't have
sure.
any way of practicing, you know, how one
right.
would become empowered. So that's what
sure.
made me create this.
That's such a great idea, especially if women are comparing notes in their IEPs and, hey, what works for you? And
right.
I just think that's a phenomenal idea. Now, let me ask you something. One of the things that I saw, because your website is so juicy, one of the things I saw that just totally cracked me up, because I totally got it, was you have an upcoming thing about if mama ain't transitioning, ain't nobody transitioning. And I just thought that was great.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, again, for folks who are not in the, you know, specifically in the realm of special education, when children are transitioning from both middle school into high school and then again from high school into the world, there's a whole transition team thing process that goes on to get the kids ready. And, you know, just everything that moms have to go through to help their child through all that awkwardness and, oh, my God, and everything. And then just, you know, if mom had done transition first, ain't nobody going. I just thought that was great. What do you want people to know about that webinar? Because I just think that sounds wonderful.
Well, I just want moms to realize that if they're anxious and a little worried about what comes next, that they're not alone, number one. You know?
This is a big thing. It can be very isolating dealing with this stuff, yeah.
Yes. I think that moms can feel at that point in time. I know that I have seen this happen twice already, and I am getting ready to see my youngest son graduate in June.
Oh, and congratulations. Wonderful.
Thank you. They have definitely, you know, just come so far, and yet that there is still a lot of work. I mean, I'm a work in progress, so you can only imagine my kids are a work in progress.
We are. Yeah. I hear you.
And so what I want to do for these moms and these educators and advocates who are seeing these kids move on, to realize that, hey, a lot of the support of the school is going to sort of die off. It's like, you know, there are a whole bunch of new kids coming up, you know, who need focus and attention. And many times moms in particular are left holding the bag. It's sort of like there's a lot of structure in school and then there's not, you know, in life after school. And many of
our...
Many of our children don't necessarily have plans to go immediately to college. You know, maybe they plan on, like my son, going into work right away, but he doesn't have a firm job offer. So this is kind of an iffy time, you know? And
yeah,
so,
scary for everybody, because as a parent, you worry that your child isn't going to be able to, you know, and then if on top of that you're dealing with somebody with special needs and well, I happen to know when I was a nanny years and years ago, I'm still very close with the family. That was my introduction to special ed, because one of the boys has learning issues, and he actually graduated with a master's degree from Fairleigh Dickinson University through a special education program.
That's great.
And I thought that was phenomenal, but I agree with you. In between, you know, graduating from high school and then either going to college or not, there's this whole lot of nothing.
Right. So, and it's scary. And, you know, it's sort of like, oh, my goodness, when the kids are without a firm direction, this can be like what comes next. And mom can be really exhausted after going through so many individualized educational plan meetings. And, sure. You know, still the child is not ready to zoom off, you know. And so there
I agree with you about the structure. Even when I do coaching with families with kids with ADD and ADHD and, you know, other neurodiverse children, the number one thing I say is keep a rigid schedule. So I can only imagine going from, you know, having the routine of high school and having, you know, regular bedtime and everything, and all of a sudden, boom, nothing. That must be really scary.
I think it is scary for the kids, and yet they're, you know, kind of excited, and mom is kind of excited, but maybe not so sure that it's going to really work out, like, you know, what's going to happen. And so it's a time of stress. And what I really want moms to do at this point in time is to stop, nurture themselves, and realize that, hey, they haven't gotten this far alone, and they need not be alone in the next chapter, you know? It's like maybe the people will change, but they still have a need for support, a circle of support, and so do their kids. So this is the primary objective for these moms who might be feeling like a little overwhelmed, or these teachers who might feel like maybe they were not appreciated, or the advocates who are sort of, well, how can I help them at this scary time?
Well, it sounds like these folks would have a lot to gain by participating. What else do you want folks to know about this amazing webinar?
Well, what I would really like people to realize is that they can opt in to get on the call tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, for God's sake, give everybody your contact information, okay? I forgot. We've got 2 minutes left, so give everybody your contact information, Doreen. I wish we had an hour because it's such a good show. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
I got caught up in a conversation and looked at the time and was like, oh, crap.
Yes, please, everyone, my contact information is believeinarrayofhope.com. If you go there, you'll find my website and you'll be in contact with me. Thank you, Heather. And I will be glad to answer any follow-up questions and provide my website link to the webinar.
That would be fabulous. Yeah, we're going to be in the chat room. And if you are listening into the show right now, if you look just below the big square that has a picture of Doreen and I, underneath there you'll see the thing that says Blog Talk and Authentic You Radio, and there's the chat room. And if you can come join us in the chat room, and Doreen will be happy to answer any questions. Doreen, I can't thank you enough, and I hope that you'll come back.
Oh, thank you, Heather. It was so much fun.
Thank you so much.